So this week, I was in conflict with myself. And I was, different things were being stirred up. And part of it was reading the different scriptures for this week and how they're moving on and they're celebrating Pentecost and we see the Holy Spirit descend. And then there's this message of hope thrown in throughout it. And I couldn't figure out what was going on within me, what that conflict was, or even like a tension. I just couldn't get past this barrier that I had. And so as we are taught, at least as chaplains, that we need to dig into the conflict and see what's going on, what's causing this. And I realized part of it was, well, a couple things, that the tension that I was speaking on last week about our grief and how we aren't to just simply move on, like the next day, we're fine again. After we experience some tragedy or heartbreak, or even that the tragedies, all the things that we've been going through the last 2 years, you know, with having to isolate ourselves, having to be super careful to being, you know, part of our worship was outdoors, all those things. And then the people we lost. And then not only the people we lost through COVID, but those through old age and just all the insecurities and the tragedies and the just all that stuff, all that grief we've had in the last 2 years. I was talking about how we shouldn't just move on to the next day where it's like, and we're okay again. And when in reality, we're not. So as I was trying to find that balance between the two, between our grief and our hope, because I believe that the Spirit lives within me and is within each of us, it clicked finally yesterday when I was listening to the bishop's words at the Synod Assembly. And I found almost like a compromise to be that pivotal point within me to unlock that knot that was going on. What I came up with, or what the Spirit revealed to me, what I was wrestling with, is that today we encounter the Holy Spirit. It's almost like a reintroduction that Jesus gives them in his words in John, when once again Philip, usually it's one of the disciples, isn't it? Where they say, show us the Father, or show us the works, or show us God. And he's like, you know, it's like, think about a parent when we look at you, or when our parents look at us, and they, that look, they're like, almost that frustration level that we get. I have been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father, so how can you say, show us the Father? And it's that revealing, once again, of God has been with you all this time. And then reintroducing the Spirit that lives within Christ, that is part of Christ, that has been imparted onto the disciples. And that Spirit is reintroduced again in Luke at the day of Pentecost. Can you imagine all of us coming together from all our different backgrounds and hearing the native language of our people? And we understood it. That would be the crazy part. So if I heard Welsh or German or any of those, I'd be like, what? What are they saying? But to be able to hear that would be amazing. And I love how it says, as with all the flames and colors that we have, that like tongues of fire, the Spirit began to speak to them, anointing each of their heads, their bodies with the Spirit so that they could encounter and live into that moment and to see how powerful God is. God is and was and is to come. And then, of course, those that were on the outside, we're like, are they drunk? Peter's like, no, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. They're not drunk. No. Recall what Joel spoke of. That God declares that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. On your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your children will dream dreams. Both men and women, slaves, are poured out, the Spirit is poured out onto them. We're all gifted with many different gifts of prophesying, of witnessing, of just encountering the Trinity in unique ways and sharing that message with one another, encouraging us when we are in that dark spot where we can't see the color. And it's that balance that we seek. And as I'm going through this last night, that there is a point, maybe not fully, but Christ resurrects our grief for us. He resurrects the different moments of our lives to bring that hope to us, to help us know that there is light in the next step, that the burden we carry will get lighter each and every step we take forward. And that remembrance that the Spirit has been breathed on us, in us, at the moment of our baptism and the moment of life, the life is breathed into us. And that gift has been given to us, that steadfastness in our sorrow, our griefs, those times where we do feel weighed down by the conflict and anger from those things that we encounter in our lives. And for me, the encouragement comes from the scripture of the encountering of God each and every step through the prophets in the Old Testament, through what we hear in the New Testament and the gospel readings, that God is still speaking to us. And the balance that we seek and find between our grief that doesn't overwhelm us, in that hope that was imparted and is given to us. And for us, I pray that the hope looks like a certainty, that Pentecost fulfills God's promises, that the Holy Spirit will come upon us, will renew us, restore us, and that the Spirit lives around us, walks with us in our grief, to not let us be overwhelmed by it. And that there's a bridge that I hope that we can see and find in those moments to be that light in our despair, to be burning bright like a fire with light in it. So as we go through our week, I just pray that you would find those moments, if you need them, to feel the Spirit that is within us, that walks with us, that carries us, that you can find hope that you're seeking. Amen.